Writing a novel needs a bit when we're not writing. Not writing, you ask? Yes, indeedy. We'll be typing, but not creating new ideas that lead to new words, new paragraphs, new scenes, and new chapters. It's the fifth of 5 foundation weeks, and we're creating necessary documents for the novel that will work in every novel we write. Well, except for one. Maybe. What am I talking about? Necessary documents? Not creating new ideas? Not writing? What on earth? This episode totally helps your writing business. Welcome to The Write Focus. We cover productivity, process, craft, and tools. Our podcast episodes last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. All through the summer months, we focus on the craft of writing novels and novellas and epics, from beginning ideas to prepping for publication, week by week by week. Surprise! Our writing this week is not creative, but totally essential. For the last 2 weeks, we have had hard, difficult, painful, angst-ridden scenes to write. Our creative muse may be exhausted. Let's take a creative writing break to get some writing business out of the way. Do this now or do it later. The foundational elements will have to be done. For some people, knowing these elements lurk ahead, the writing slows and can even stop. Others dash on past, then forget something essential. Still others just need a creative writing break. That's me. By doing this now, our brains can't trick us into a work stoppage. What am I nattering on about? Research on manuscript format, paperback, and ebook, which are similar enough to trick you into thinking they're the same. They're not. We spend our first day on research and note-taking on the separate formats. Next, we become familiar with what our writing software can do to make our lives easier. Then we craft the front and back matter, which I store as separate documents. And finally, we dig into the master book. So, first day's work, research, paperback, and ebook format. While our creative muse is taking a vacation, we need to use this time wisely. We need to work the analytical, editorial side of the brain while our creative muse is on holiday. Our focus today is manuscript formatting. We need to know this before launching heavily into the novel. We wait until this point because we first need to discover if we have a story to work with. Once we know the plot 7, we know if our story is worth telling. Everything preceding merely set up those important scenes. Everything that comes after will build on them, increasing page and word counts. We don't want to be 250 words into a manuscript, or even finished with a 400-word opus, then have to return to every single paragraph to fix something. Most print publishers who will create a paperback follow the Chicago Manual style. It has a few ticky differences from the styles we learned in high school and college, MLA and APA. Most of those ticky differences will not really matter in the long run, although some of them, such as the serial or Harvard or Oxford comma, can throw certain readers out of the story. For any ticky difference, whatever method chosen, such as not following the Harvard-Oxford comma, Horace, simply requires us to be consistent. How do we know what's important? We don't. Not the first few times around. So invest in a style manual and read it. Yes, I know it's boring. If you're writing goals, include a contract with a traditional publisher or a smaller press, then they will have basic manuscript format rules under submission guidelines. These usually do not provide enough information for everything you need to know. To set up the manuscript, pay particular attention to the following. Size of a paragraph indent, which differs between the print and electronic versions. Justification or left alignment only. Page numbers. The use and removal, because ebooks don't use them, but paperbacks must have them. Special characters to denote breaks within chapters, when those special characters will turn into gobbledygook in an uploaded manuscript. Styles in word processing software. The styles box sets up common font and spacing elements for chapter headings, main and subheadings, and body text. Using styles will help create a table of contents. Front matter, back matter, reader's notes, acknowledgements. Paperback cover designers require trim size, that's the size you want the final version to be, white or cream paper, and page numbers so the spine can be determined. Ebooks don't require this. Always let the software program do its automatics. Automatic text wrapping, for example. We type to the end of a line and the machine automatically drops down to the next line. For any formatting besides what was mentioned above, we need the default settings on the word processing program. 1-inch margins, 8x11 paper, etc. Our job today is to find the manuscript formatting for print and ebook versions. Those will be separate documents. Amazon's Kindle Publishing offers templates that explain paperback formats and the changes necessary to align the manuscript with template requirements. This formatting is pretty universal, similar to Draft to Digital and Smashwords and Kobo, with a few changes. Also investigate the formatting suggestions offered by Writer's Digest magazine. This is standard formatting. When we create a Word document, we should save it as the draft or paperback version, which we can then alter for the ebook version, or vice versa. I personally start with the ebook version because I didn't consider paperback publication when I decided to publish my first book. I went with the largest ebook distributor and read their guidelines. Fortunately, formatting was not as difficult as I thought it would be. It actually was really simple. Whenever I publish, I do run into the occasional difficulty, but the templates and the universal formatting solve most of the problems that I hear other writers complain about. Consider wide distribution instead of exclusivity. Some writers create different documents for different distribution. This isn't difficult. Create a standard document, which I call publishing. Note changes that are needed. I have a formatting notebook where I have everything written down on separate pages. Convert as needed when the manuscript is completely finished. What do I mean by completely finished? All drafting, all editing, all corrections. You're ready to release it into the world. Do the research and decide if you want to do a paperback or an ebook first, or both. The final print format requires page numbers. Electronic format does not. You do need a clean manuscript, which will create fewer problems as you near the last page. On our second day, it helps if we know manuscript basics, so we can apply them to our word processing software. Manuscript basics is merely the proper way to use the software tools to ease our jobs. Understanding word processing software will enable us to get the best use from it. Look at the home ribbon at the top of the word processing software. Select a universal font like Times New Roman. No, it's not my first choice either. Size 12 or 11. Black color. Always select for an easily readable font. Choose a font that is standard worldwide. You have a better chance that it is acceptable anywhere. We will use italics for foreign words and phrases. In the paragraph box, which is right next to home, select left alignment and double spacing, removing the additional space between paragraphs. Use bullets for list. On the back tab, which is called line and page breaks, check off the widow orphan control as well as the keeps. Keep with next and keep lines together. Check these off. Nothing now will be in your boxes. A handy little tool in the paragraph box is the backwards paragraph symbol called a pilcro, which turns on visual formatting. It doesn't print that formatting, just on the screen. Clicking it will show spacing, tabbing, basically anything that we type, and nothing that is automatic. Chapter headings are set up with styles. Hover and right-click over a style type to modify the requirements, font, size, spacing, etc. Using styles will keep everything uniform in the manuscript and will automatically build the table of contents. Insert a page break at the end of a chapter before starting the next one. Page breaks will maintain separation between chapters. Breaks within chapters, to denote a scene shift or a change in point of view, can be denoted with special characters. Don't get too crazy by using different fonts or unusual ones. Special glyphs are available, but many will turn into gobbledygook when uploaded. Stick with the special characters available in the Times New Roman font. Without going to special symbols, using the keyboard alone, we can create many different breaks with a variety of symbols. Be consistent within a manuscript. A special area of the home ribbon is editing, which is usually helpful for finding and replacing words that are misspelled. However, selecting Find will open up a navigation window or pane. Selecting headings in the navigation pane gives an outline of all headings in the document. When we search for a word or phrase and select results in the navigation pane, we see every instance in the document where the search word occurs, enabling a quick locate. In the layout box, under margins, select 1 inch top, bottom, left, right. This is standard. Orientation should be portrait. Size only comes into play when changing the size for a paperback PDF version upload. When working with columns, we will need to understand section breaks. Read the software's help information about section breaks. For paperbacks, a manuscript title and a manuscript first page start on the right, or the odd-numbered page. In the references section, you find the table of contents, which is based on styles. When we select the automatic version, the software program will build the table of contents for us. Always check to see how far the headings will result. An automatic build of the table of contents is a blessing. Wait to build the TOC until the very end, or build it early and update it throughout your writing. If we have a nonfiction manuscript and want to use footnotes, we will find them under the References section. Review and View is where we find spell check, which, just like a thesaurus, can be deceptive. We think these processes are helpful. They actually are not. Software does not yet have the ability of fluid thinking, which is holding multiple rules in its head and dealing with the shifts between them. Highlight a certain word in the manuscript, and the software will start reading it aloud. We can also track changes under Review, which is an essential when using an outside editor. I don't use this process, but I don't use a copy editor who marks up an electronic version. When judging between a printout of the manuscript, most people find more errors in the printout as opposed to reading on the computer screen. To use drawing objects, go to View and Show. The ruler and grid lines are essential for placing objects and determining if they are within the proper margins. Under Page Movement at View, select from vertical, the way most software presents pages, or side to side. The latter is helpful when scanning for visual problems, such as drawn objects that are out of position. At the bottom of every screen page should be the page numbers, the location of the page, and the number of words in the document. On the right bottom is the View and a quick zoom. Under File, spend a little time reviewing the tabbed information under Options, which on my computer was hidden at the very bottom. Look at things that will make your life easier. I have the habit of misspelling THE as HTE, as well as other glitches. I can set up options to be helpful. Too much tinkering, however, only creates problems, so judge your changes wisely. No basic keyboard shortcuts. Every time you have to lift your fingers from the keyboard to move the mouse, you lose valuable time. It doesn't matter on one day. That's just seconds. But seconds build into minutes and then into hours. So consider how much time you'll be investing in this manuscript and learn your keyboard shortcuts. Control plus an apostrophe gives an accent mark over the next type letter, such as an E with a right-leaning asterisk. Other shortcuts for foreign language accent marks abound, or simply use the insert symbol. Remember to stay in the font you're currently using. Control-C will copy information that's highlighted. With Control, you can put A for select all, Control-V to paste what you have highlighted, Control B or U or I for bold or underline or italics, Control Z to undo a deletion, and Control Y to redo something. Alt F7 brings up a synonym finder. Be wary of this. Not all synonyms have the exact meaning of the word you want to change. More keyboard shortcuts are online. I prefer them to removing my hands from the keyboard. Spend some time today playing with what the Word app offers. Time savers don't matter in a one-hour increment. 60 one-hour increments of saved time do matter. Playing offers experience without mattering if problems occur. By the way, never change default, although the app will offer the option. Always leave a way to get back to the original setup. On day 3, focus on the front matter, for your document. That's the title page, the boilerplate, table of contents, list of works, and any acknowledgments to people that you want to thank. The title page is for the title and the author, which is obvious, as well as the logo of your publishing company, if you have one. Not so obvious. If you plan to go indie, consider having your own logo. Special fonts for your title page and logo identity often require special licenses, so be careful. Standard Times New Roman is fine to start with. The logo should give the title of your writing business and a suitable image. Use either a free clip art or a licensed image from a stock photo distributor. A boilerplate is the page in any print book on the reverse side of the title page. It contains the copyright notification, rights for this edition, a disclaimer, which is an explanation that this work is completely fictional rather than based on real people, which is a CYA, credit for the cover illustration and any interior illustrations, and a brief contact. Model your standard rights and publication notifications based on ones that are in published books. If you are selling your rights to a traditional publisher or a small press, then you will not include the boilerplate. You can place your list of works before or after the table of contents. Acknowledgments come before the first chapters. You can also have a dramatis personae, a list of characters with brief identifiers, also known as a cast of characters. Create a standard document for the front matter and save it in a publishing folder in the File Explorer. Adjust as needed and copy and paste for every manuscript after this one. As your publishing journey continues, you can adjust the front matter document as needed and copy and paste it into every manuscript after this one. See, you save tons of future time. Day 4 is for back matter. Back matter opens with closing comments such as reader's notes or glossaries or an afterword or the raison d'etre for the work. If you have end notes generated like footnotes but placed together at the end, then they will come here. Following the end notes comes the promotional material. Promote other books you've published with brief descriptions or a teaser chapter. If you have no other books, then briefly mention the next novel with a title and a tagline, which is a teasing theme. That's back in week 1, day 5. Don't forget to provide links to your website, email, and social media accounts. Many indie writers and the traditionally published are gradually converting. Thank their readers, then ask them to spread their enjoyment of the novel with a review. The back matter is also a standard document, updated with each successive book that you publish. Store it in your publishing folder in File Explorer. Teaser chapters can be easily inserted into the back matter document. Store them in the publishing folder as well. Title them appropriately so you can identify them at a glance. You may not return to this document for months. As you write more and more, however, and your speed picks up, you will return to the publishing folder more often. Our final task for this week is to update the master book info, which is a good way to remind yourself of everything you've developed and what needs help. The master book for your book will be something you access throughout your book or series. By now, in your novel's manuscript, you are starting to see elements of your primary character's appearance as well as setting. New characters have entered. Now is the time to create a master book which lists the specific details for all primary, secondary, and tertiary characters. You know, the walk-ons who might just show up in a later scene or a later book. At this point, we have no idea who will show up in Chapter 15. Jot down all factual details in an organized manner so you don't have to look for it later. Give yourself 2 or 3 pages for your protagonist, especially if you have a dual protagonist, you'll need like 6 pages, and that same number for your main antagonist. Some writers also find stock images for characters and settings. You can put this information in another electronic document in your folder for this novel, or you can create a print journal specific for this novel, or use a ring binder. All sorts of snippets go in the master book. Some call it the Bible because it sets up and allows you to follow details, names, eye color, choice of coffee, or weapons. And coffee is an intellectual weapon. Whatever type of holder you create, you need to be able to pick it up and find what you're looking for very quickly. For my Regency mysteries, since I have so many different connections, I have genealogical charts that I've created, house plans that I've drawn, menus for dinners, seating arrangements for dinners, a taped-in chart for British titles and addresses in ascendancy, Basque and Spanish terms for the key for spies, and list of red herrings and clues to the murderer with chapter and page numbers, and much more. For my Into Death series, I originally considered the first book a one-off, and I didn't create a master book. When ideas for the second book began developing, I had to go back through the first novel and make the necessary notes. For my third Into Death, recording the planned clues and red herrings took 3 days. Having learned my lesson, I now create a master book every time I start a novel. For a series, the master pages all go into the same binder. I have a mass master that contains several one-offs. Expect the master book to take time to set up and time to keep organized. This time will save time later on. It's essential, as this week of formatting tasks have been all essential. Inspiration for this week comes from Barbara Hepworth, who said, "I never had much patience with those who said, 'Well, I can't work this week or next week or the week after, but maybe I'll work in 6 months' time or maybe in a year's time.' I found one had to do some work every day, even at midnight, because either you're a professional or not. In this week of a major holiday, of any major holiday, with all sorts of distractions, having a week of necessary but non-creative work is vital for continuing success. Do what is possible. Squeeze out what might have seemed impossible. Instead of saying, 'I can't work,' flip out the impossible for the possible. In that way, we have success. Makes us, as Barbara Hepworth says, professional." Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Rooms from Writers, Inc. Books. All through the summer months, our focus is the craft of writing. We are discovering your novel from beginning idea to prepping for publication. We'll work through the process stages of foundations to story, envisioning the story, analyzing story before, during, and after the draft, harvesting the story through revisions and enhancements, and prepping the story for publication. Many of these preps and guides are useful setups for the National Novel Writing Month in November. That's writing only, you know, no idea work. We can also use this information to solve issues with stories that we've abandoned. All those stories are crying in the wilderness. Time to rescue them with the right focus. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Remember, whatever occurs, write on.